Authorities in Spain have arrested three more suspects in connection with the Madrid train bombings earlier this month that killed 191 people. That brings the number of people in custody to 18. And Spain's interior minister today named the Moroccan extremist group that's the main focus of the investigation. It's called the Moroccan Islamic Combatant Group. Most of those in custody are Moroccan or Moroccan-born. Indian, Spanish, and Syrian nationals are also being held. Juan Pedro Velasquez is a deputy editor at the Spanish daily newspaper El País in Madrid. He says investigators got a boost early on when they found a backpack on a train that contained an unexploded bomb.
That bag and bomb had a mobile phone, a cellular phone attached to it, and they were able to trace that cell phone to the shop where the terrorist bought the telephones to put the bombs. That led to the first arrests. Then they were able to trace a house located some 30 miles southeast of Madrid where this group was putting the bombs together and where they left the dawn of March 11th to put the bombs in the train.
And what was found inside that house when it was searched?
They found some detonators similar to the ones used for the attacks, and they found also other clues that linked them to the suspect.
You mentioned that authorities have been tracing back the cell phones that were used to trigger the detonators in these bombs. What about the explosive material itself? What have they learned about that?
Yes, the explosive material came from mines in northern Spain. It seems that an unemployed former miner was the one that stole the explosive from a mine and sold them to the suspects. The suspects, according to the interrogation of this former miner, approached him saying they needed the explosives for a mine in Morocco, and he sold them to them.
I understand there are also some eyewitness accounts from people who survived the explosions.
Yes, some people have identified several of the suspects. They said they saw them at the station the morning that the attacks occurred.
Are the people in custody actually charged with carrying out these attacks? In other words, placing the backpacks and the sports bags on the trains with the explosives in them?
Some of them have been charged, but some of them have not been charged yet. Under Spanish terrorist law, authorities can jail suspects for a few months if the judge thinks that there's enough evidence that they were implicated in these attacks.
I'm curious about the people who have been taken into custody and if there's the sense that this is the top command of an organization in Spain, or as with other terrorist attacks, are these likely underlings, foot soldiers, who really weren't in command or control of the organization?
They haven't established that yet. There are people within the police that think there must be a mastermind of all this. Other people in the police think that they were a group mainly made of Spanish residents of foreign origin, and they themselves organized and perpetrated the attacks.
Is there a sense there in Madrid that this is still the very beginning stage of an investigation that's likely to take a long time, or is there a sense more that it's moving along very quickly and that they're tracking people down very fast?
Well, this is moving very quickly because the police were lucky to find this unexploded bomb.
The unexploded bomb.
Yes, the unexploded bomb. That was a key finding that has allowed the police to make all the arrests. And now the second phase of the investigation begins, is establishing contacts with this group, the Moroccan Islamic Combatant Group, and if they have links to Al-Qaeda or other Islamic groups in Europe and other parts of the world. That second phase, it's going to take longer, I think.
Well, Mr. Velasquez, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Juan Pedro Velasquez is a deputy editor at the Spanish daily newspaper El País. He spoke with us from Madrid.